Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
The International Children's Day of Broadcasting is upon us, and this year the kids will be taking over the airwaves on Radio Christian Voice.
My name is Mwangaya Chereko Siamwele, and we are commemorating the International Children's Day of Broadcasting on Radio Christian Voice.
Join them on the 1st of March 2026 from 6 hours to 18 hours as young voices bring freshness to sounds of worship, soul to soul, Sunday best, the news broadcast, everything. Running with the theme, Safeguarding Children in Media and Beyond. Stay glued to Radio Christian Voice for the International Children's Day of Broadcasting 2026. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Wow.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema commended for promoting national unity ahead of elections. Opposition United Front for a Strong Foundation dismisses prospects of United Opposition. And Robert Mugabe's son charged with attempted murder in South Africa. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. Governance expert Davis Lupindula has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for re-emphasizing the importance of peace, coexistence and national unity as the country heads towards the August polls. Last Friday, President Hichilema updated the country on the progress made in the application of national values and principles with a call to unite and coexist in this election year. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lupindula said the head of state's appeal for peaceful engagement among citizens, including those holding divergent views, demonstrates leadership and commitment to democratic principles. The opposition is a very important stakeholder in governance, and the president's call is timely, said Mr. Lupindula. He noted that fostering peaceful coexistence and open dialogue will help strengthen the country's democratic space and ensure credible electoral processes. Meanwhile, Mr. Lupindula has called on government to invest more in the promotion of artisanal mining to enable greater citizen participation in the sector. He said enhanced support for artisanal miners would not only empower local communities but also complement government efforts to curb illegal mining.
I want to encourage the president that his call is timely, that there should be peaceful existence and dialogue with those who have different views. This is the governance system that he chose in 1990. Therefore, it's commendable that the president will promote that. Also, on governance issues, I think continuous strengthening of the rule of law and the fight against corruption is welcome, because once we allow corruption to go scot-free, national resources, which are supposed to be used for national development, are tempered with. I think also on the issue of mining.
Political analyst Bizek Peri says that the recent announcement by the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, clearing all cabinet ministers who were investigated by the commission has raised concerns. The SEC recently concluded that ministers from the United Party for National Development, UPND government, who were facing corruption allegations, had no cases to answer. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Professor Piri said the declaration does not appear to be in tandem with previous findings from the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, and trends reflected in the Corruption Perceptions Index. such an announcement from the SEC could be a sign of a lack of separation of powers and continued government involvement in the justice system, alleged Professor Puri. He warned that without genuine separation of powers, the justice system risks continued manipulation and may appear to favor certain groups. Professor Puri has since called for the strengthened institutional independence, emphasizing that allowing the judiciary to operate freely is essential for it to function effectively.
The issue of separation of powers not being respected and they have not been interfered with, that's what we are seeing what is happening now. Where we are coming from, if you look at the history of Zambia, parliament were at the authority, because when people are being appointed to some like AC to go and sit on that board, it was not the head of state appointing, it was parliament which was setting up and appoint a committee, and that committee worked on its own independently. So when that committee was looking at the work, they were not looking at who want to serve the interests of the appointing authority.
Opposition United Front for a Strong Foundation, UFSF leader Brian Chisengalumbwe, says calls for a united opposition are unlikely to materialize, arguing that most political parties in the country do not share common values. Mr. Chisengalumbwe, who also questioned the manner in which political alliances are being formed, saying that many are driven by selfish interests to attain power rather than by shared principles and ideology. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback's program in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisengalumbwe said any meaningful unity among opposition political parties must be anchored on common values. The sentiments that the opposition must unite to unseat the current head of state is not issue-based. Values must be what bring people together, said Mr. Chisengalumbwe. He added that the current opposition comprises recycled leaders who, in his view, do not have aligned values to effectively serve the Zambian people. Mr. Chisengalumbwe further urged the opposition to drive issue-based politics instead of engaging in name-calling, which he says does not improve the lives of citizens. He also cautioned the public against being lured by recycled politicians who have previously been given an opportunity to govern but failed to deliver meaningful development.
Now, with that, you talk about an alliance. What is UPND failing to do that the alliance is telling they'll come and change? Nothing. So basically, UPND and the alliance are all the problem. The solution does not lie within the political environment. It lies outside. You must be able to break down a problem and before you can even begin to think of a solution. If you are focusing on the problem, you are halfway towards failing. So going into the election, if things continue as they are, we've failed already. We are going to have recycled leaders. The first cabinet will be a disaster.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government's decision to the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock to restrict the importation of livestock and livestock products from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease, FMD, in the country. The measure, implemented through the Department of Veterinary Services, aims to prevent the spread of the highly contagious disease into Zambia. CTPD researcher Mukuka Chilalika says FMD poses significant risks to Zambia's livestock subsector, particularly for smallholder farmers whose livelihoods depend on cattle, goats and other cloven-hoofed livestock. This development, however, underscores the importance of sustained public investment in livestock disease surveillance and early warning systems, said Mr. Chilalika in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said that while the temporary import restrictions could lead to short-term supply adjustments, they offer an opportunity to strengthen domestic livestock production and reduce reliance on imports. Mr. Chilalika has therefore urged government to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers, including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource-constrained smallholders.
While the temporary import restrictions could lead to short-term supply adjustments, they offer an opportunity to strengthen domestic lives of production and reduce reliance on imports. CTPT therefore urges the government to complement current measures with targeted support to livestock farmers, including enhanced extension and veterinary services, particularly for resource-constrained smallholders. For Zambia to build a self-sufficient and resilient livestock subsector, strategic public investment, institutional capacity, and proactive risk management will be essential to prevent disease outbreaks.
President Hakainde Hichilema says Zambia has become a reference point at regional forums due to progressive policies such as free education and the school fees.